Senate Committee on Energy and Environment. Senator John Kitzhaber, chairperson. Kevin Porter, research assistant, doing the job of committee assistant today. July 9th, 1983. We're meeting in Hearing Room A on House Bill 2295 relating to land use.
Committee will come to order. Call this meeting back a second time because Senator Day did not get notice of the meeting, and Senator Hurd got here just after we'd finished our business. I have been trying to get the other members, which demonstrates how hard it is to get members to a meeting. This one also was announced on the Senate floor. I apologize to the committee members, and the tape is there for you to make comment.
Well, I want to move to rescind the action taken to bring 2295 back to committee and move it to the floor with a due pass as amended. That's what I'm moving for. And then I'll speak to my motion.
Okay. Senator Day moves that the action by which the committee rescinded its vote to send House Bill 2295 to the floor be rescinded, and that the bill be re-referred to the floor with a due pass. Senator Day?
The reason for making the motion, I'm terribly concerned. I worked pretty hard, as everyone has, on this committee on 2295. I'm not very appreciative of hostage taking, and I just don't participate in it, don't believe in it, and I don't appreciate staff of this committee telling me that's what the status of this bill is. I do complain about that. I don't think it's good precedent, and I will tell you that not into horse trading. As far as I'm concerned, I will work for land use and always support it, and I'll be darned if I'm going to deal accordingly. If there is another bill in the Senate that we can work on, fine, but I think we've worked hard, and I think we have total support for this bill, and it should be on the floor, and we should take it up and move it accordingly. So that's the reason for my motion, and I must tell you, I'm just disappointed that this has come to this, but I'm hopeful that my motion will be supported and sent to the floor.
Sir Hurd?
Mr. Chairman, I understand what I've been briefed on what's going on in the House of Representatives, and understand that another bill that we have, this committee's worked hard on, marginal land, is hopelessly, apparently, locked into one of the committees over there. And I think sometimes there is there are issues and work that's done in this body that are much more important than cannot be locked in committees, cannot be allowed to be locked in committees. And for that reason, I've been having conversations with you and the president and others about the idea of taking the marginal land bill and having that inserted in another bill with an appropriate relating clause. Feel that there's sufficient enough support, if there is some question as far as the germaneness of the bill, that the president's decision to rule a relating clause germane would be sustained on the floor. And of course, once that issue has been brought up with the body, that resolves the question of germaneness and the relating clause. I would support that action. I believe that in terms of, and I agree with what Senator Day said about the tremendous work that's gone into the land use bill from this committee, and feel that the appearance of the land use bill could be orchestrated sufficiently so that it could even follow the marginal land bill. Of course, that would go into a conference committee, and I'm quite sure would be passed on the floor of the House. But I feel that this would be an appropriate way to go, and then we don't get into a hostage situation in terms of this massive work that we've done on our land use bill on this committee.
Well, I don't have any intention of using 2295 as a hostage. My interest in it is in fact as a vehicle. If I do believe we have found another vehicle, which I think simplifies things. But I think that we can't just refer to the work we put in on 2295. I realize that Senator Day was not particularly interested in 237, and I don't know how great Senator Hurd's interest was. But a great many people spent 15 work sessions and hearings on that bill, and equally as much time as we spent on 2295. And it is a land use bill, and it is important to a great number of people, I think, in this state. I am very concerned that Senator Day feels that the intention of the bill somehow was or he misconstrued the intention of the bill, and I just find that unfortunate, because I am willing to bring that issue up and put it into a different bill. I'm not willing to radically change the bill that we spent 15 work sessions working on and passed the Senate by 26 votes. I'm not willing to do that. I am willing to send 2295 out all by itself and use another vehicle for 237. But we were all members of that committee that worked on that bill. We all voted for it. And we all had ample time to study it, and I am not willing to play games with that. To me, that is just as distasteful as holding other bills hostage, and I just want that on the record.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's more than just the volume of work that the committee has put in to both of these bills. If you recall, very early on in our discussions of the various land use issues, we made the decision on the record that we were going to deal with the EFU and marginal lands material in 237, and with all of the other substantive decisions, structural and otherwise, in 2295. The bills, those two bills are inextricably linked. We worked in the context of those two bills moving together through the process, dealing with separate issues that the committee decided in a compromise not to put into one bill. Those two bills were linked long ago. They aren't linked here at the last minute in a bargain or a hostage situation. I think we determined long ago that all of these issues have to be addressed, and that the best way to do it, we thought, for harmony amongst the committee members, was in two separate pieces of legislation. So they were linked a long time ago.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Day.
I must tell you that I haven't linked to anything. I started working on a marginal bill and I worked on it. And I think my attendance at this meeting at least has been all those 15 meetings, and I've worked just as hard as anyone else.
Certainly have.
And I don't apologize for that. I will tell you that the best legal experts, and if it isn't so, I'll stand corrected. But I believe that both the LCDC, the Department of LCDC, Mr. Ebert, and legal staff are advising me that we have placed in there a mandatory EFU requirement on the passage of the bill. Now, if that is not true, I stand corrected, at least in 237. That's the argument that's raging over the House. I have no problem of taking 237 and putting it in another vehicle and trying to compromise. I guess the only thing I don't buy is if we fail to do something in the House, I don't want people running around and talking about a hostage. My God, I just don't believe in that. I truly don't. It isn't a loss of an issue. It's a loss of that talk, and I think that's loose talk. That's my only concern. And that's the thing that's probably bothering me more than anything. Not the fact that, well, someone doesn't agree with me. Well, that's fine. I'm used to that all day long, and frankly, kind of like it. Okay?
Chairman? I did not use the word hostage. I know that in another context staff has used that word.
That's right. And troubles
Senator,
me terribly.
Mr. Chairman, I think that that word in my conversation with staff was not a true reflection of how he sees the issues. If anything I have to do with this, so we are going to have both a marginal lands bill and 2295, and if we have to put 237 into another bill, or if we have to put 237 into 2295, I'm prepared to go several directions. But I think these bills were linked, not one being held hostage for the other, but the issues and the context in which we were working on both of these bills was such that they were linked a long time ago, very early on in our discussions of land use. And we can't now pretend that there's no relation between those two bills.
Mr. Chairman,
Clear-haired.
I don't know what we're really arguing about.
Yeah, I
we agree. The point, it's just the package. And I certainly am interested in the bill. In terms of my own district, there's great interest in the two bills. And the reason I suggested this to you today was as a way to move it in the House. I think it's a cleaner way, and that's my only concern, is how to figure out how to move it.
Okay, I will, we have a motion before us. We are all also under a call. I did discuss this with Senator Hurd, and it would be my intention to ask the Senate President to send the vehicle directly to the committee, that House bill would be amended with the marginal lands bill, that the two bills would be sent out separately, if people have no objections to that, that's how we'll proceed.
There might even be a faster way, Mr. Chairman. I suspect if it gets... you're talking about the Judiciary Committee.
Yes, and I think they can go do it for us right this afternoon.
So that they do it, we don't have to waste time.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Is that acceptable, Committee Member?
Yeah, is my motion in order then?
Your motion is in order. I do not want to send 2295 out until we have both the bills.
So
I wanted to send the marginal lands bill out first, which was what Senator Hurd suggested.
Can we make it, Mr. Chairman, can we make it subject to, Senator Day would agree to make it subject to the action of the other committee, that it would be on its way and we wouldn't have to meet again?
I would like to deal with them together. I'm willing to say I'm not going to amend it into it, and I'm willing to say I'm not going to hold it hostage. I don't see what's unreasonable about that. But your motion is in order, and if you'd like, the clerk call the roll.
Let's do it.
Do what?
Let's just... Chairs indicated it's not going to be consolidated together, and the Judiciary Committee...
Can't we put it in, giving him subject to the delivery to the desk when the other one is delivered?
Yeah, that'd work.
Mr. Chairman, I really want to meet again on this issue.
Okay. Well, you see, there we get into the very thing we're headed for. So, okay, you can vote me down, but I want the motion.
Clerk call roll.
Senator Day.
Aye.
Senator Starkovich.
No.
Senator Hurd.
Aye.
Senator Kitzhaber.
No. I'll ask the President. Motion failed. So I'll ask the President to send the bill to us. We'll get amendments prepared. We'll have one more meeting. Take care of the marginal lands bill and send both bills out separately.